Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're talking to Dr. Sandra Kaufman. She's developer of the Kaufman Protocol. She's a prominent anti-aging researcher. She's a practicing physician, but has utilized her knowledge in cell biology, human pharmacology, and physiology to chunk aging, the process of aging, into seven different realms. And we talked about that in part one. But in part two, I want to move towards some practical solutions. Can we draw any conclusions from our study of these aging processes and translate these our insights into strategies that can help us slow the process of aging? So you actually, I think you've listed 15 supplements that you find promising. We can talk about those. We could talk about lifestyle measures. But, you know, you also made the point that it's not one size fits all. It's not like, here's the Kaufman Protocol. Everybody takes these things and they'll all do fine. Does your app or your book allow people to individualize their treatment by virtue of their personal characteristics?
So the answer is absolutely. Otherwise, this wouldn't have any value. And before we sort of get into that, I'd like to explain just for a few minutes sort of how the protocol works.
Sure.
If we can do that.
Yeah.
So we talked about the seven tenets in the first section of this, and the reason that that is important, and the reason I talk about them in order, is because the way I went out to sort of figure out what we could do about these things was to look at each category individually for every molecular agent that I thought might be useful. So, I started with, and you call them supplements. Some are supplements, some are adjuvants, some are vitamins, some are minerals, some are sort of medications that we've made artificially. So I don't call them supplements. I call them molecular agents. Mm-hmm. But what I did is I looked at all of the ones that were prominently thought to be anti-aging and looked at them in each of these seven categories. And if an agent did absolutely nothing in a category, it got a zero. And then I followed the hierarchy of evidence. So did it work in theory? Does it work in a test tube? Does it work in a small animal model? Does it work in humans? How much evidence do we have? So if it was extraordinary, it would get a three. Mm-hmm. If it was somewhere in the middle, it would get a one or a two.
But is that, let's say something has an overlapping effect. It works on mitochondria, but it also, you know, let's say supports the immune system.
Right.
Then it gets listed twice as...
No.
Oh.
No. So what happens is, so for example, let's say agent X mm-hmm. does nothing for your DNA.
Right.
Gets the first number is a zero.
Okay.
So every agent ends up with a seven digit number.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay.
So if agent X is amazing in your mitochondria, let's say it gets a three.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it would be 0, 3, you know, 2, 1, 3, 2, whatever. Which I don't ever expect anyone to memorize because I certainly don't know them either. Mm-hmm. But we end up with a huge grid. Mm-hmm. Of, there's 15 agents in the book. There's 32 on my website, and I'm continually adding to it.
Right, because there's always new things in the pipeline.
Giant,
right.
Absolutely. So there's a huge, giant grid of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The idea here is that I don't expect anyone to take all of them. Mm-hmm. I expect people to make educated choices as mm-hmm. to what they need, mm-hmm. which leads to the question of individualization.
Right. So how do we do that?
So for example, the rules to follow when you're doing this is, number one, you have to cover each and every category. It makes no sense to have a zillion points or take a zillion agents to help your mitochondria or your DNA mm-hmm. if you're not taking care of your waste management.
You might have an Achilles heel, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You have to take care of all of them. That being said, you want to tailor it such that you're weighting heavily the disease systems that you're worried about. So, for example, if you are diabetic and you have glucose issues, mm-hmm. you're going to have more AGE issues, mm-hmm. and you're going to have more immune problems. Mm-hmm. So you pick things that have higher points in those categories.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's how we individualize.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there, because this is a interactive thing, it's online, people aren't going to submit their DNA or get telomere scores or get epigenetic methylation scores that figure into the algorithm to determine where their assets and liabilities are in this scheme of things.
Well, we could do that, but the whole point of this when I started was to make it as user-friendly as possible.
User-friendly, right. So, in other words, you don't have to go, because frankly, that kind of workup is going to be at least a 4, maybe 5-digit workup. Just because of the expense of these extraordinary tests, we're not talking about a regular chem panel. You're not going to get that much information from that.
I think in the next 10 to 15 years, most people will have these things measured, but for now, that's not the point. Mm-hmm. For now, we have to make reasonable guesses, okay. right? Scientific guesses. For right. example, I will tell you that anyone in the 40 to 45 range is nicotinamide deficient.
Mm-hmm.
Apropos
of that, are you a big fan of, nicotinamide riboside, NR or NMN?
So that's actually funny. So there's a huge battle raging right now, as you are well aware.
Yeah, and David Sinclair has gotten into the NMN camp, and others are saying, that's a bridge too far. So help us out with that.
So I'm in the middle of looking at it all. When I wrote the book, the only one available was nicotinamide riboside, and mm-hmm. it was 2 steps away in the enzymatic pathway to get to NAD, and studies demonstrated that it did get to where it needed to go. So I thought, you know what? That's fantastic. My impression, and I could be wrong, but I think NMN sort of came out of the idea that they wanted more choices because it was sort of a monopoly because only one company made NR.
Yeah.
Right? So, a variety of Web Genetics and a few other people have made the NMN. It's a few more steps away, and there's arguments about whether or not it gets through the receptor, et cetera, mm-hmm. but it seems to me at this moment in time that it's not an unreasonable alternative.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Okay, NR is commercially available. Full disclosure, True Niagen is actually one of our sponsors. And I'm a believer in that. So, I'm reassured to hear you say that this NR is plausible, and it works on which of these domains? It works on certainly the mitochondria, right?
Oh, 100%. So, well, this is one of my favorite subjects, so I'm going to bore you to tears here.
So
nicotinamide is important in the cells for 4 very huge reasons. So number one, I talked about it in the mitochondria. It's necessary for the electron transport chain. So if you don't have nicotinamide, you're not going to make ATP. Thus, you're going to have huge energy deficits. So people 40, 45, when they say they're really tired and they don't know why, it's probably a nicotinamide deficiency. Mm-hmm. Secondly, when you're trying to activate your sirtuins, which are the pathways of aging and not aging, you can activate your sirtuin pathways, but if you don't have nicotinamide, they're not going to work because nicotinamide is an absolutely necessary cofactor for the sirtuin pathways.
Mm-hmm. So that's two at least, right?
That's why nicotinamide was paired with pterostilbene in BASIS.
Mm-hmm. Which is another popular formulation of NR.
Mm-hmm. Right. The third thing that happens is when you go to repair your DNA and there's a chunk missing, your body takes the nicotinamide molecule divides it into pieces and puts it into your DNA as like putting a brick back into a wall. Hmm. So if you're nicotinamide deficient, you're not fixing your DNA. Hmm. And then lastly, nicotinamide is a communication device via the OxFox system between the mitochondria and your nucleus. So your cell's not going to communicate with itself. It's like having the phone lines be down if you're nicotinamide deficient.
I have a request. Can I download your brain? Is there a chip that I can get?
Sure. All yours.
This, you know, because you got, I guess it's because you got that master's degree in cellular biology. You just really understand all those biochemical pathways that sometimes make my eyes glaze over. It's a great asset to have that in your data bank. Okay, so I would imagine, you know, from your discussion that I'm flying blind here. I didn't see your 15, you know, top choices there, but I imagine resveratrol fits somewhere into that scheme of things, and pterostilbene is an alternative that sometimes people refer to.
They are on there. They're very closely related. I like to think of pterostilbene as the underappreciated cousin. Resveratrol, most of the studies have been done on it from the French paradox, etc. Obviously, it's from red wine. Pterostilbene comes from blueberries. So everyone wants to know if they can just eat a few blueberries every day. And I'm like, you have to eat like 3 gallons of them. So,
what a shame. Okay.
That doesn't really work. But the really cool, it scores. I sort of combine them together in my rating system because these are so closely related. They score incredibly well. Most importantly, they help your mitochondria. They activate your sirtuins. They increase DNA repair mechanisms. That is absolutely a compound you need to be on. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever suggest people go on a keto diet? Is that helpful to address at least some of these domains?
You know, it's I try not to have opinions about diets. And the reason that I do this is, again, my goal is to make people's lives as easy as possible.
Okay.
I go out on a limb to tell you not to exercise and not what to eat. Mm-hmm. I personally, and people hate when I say this, I'm a junk food junkie. Mm-hmm. I like to think that I've outsmarted the system. Mm-hmm. I don't starve myself. I'm not on a keto diet. I'm not on anything. I do not recommend that people do what I do because it's probably a little bit unhealthy. Mm-hmm. But I really just try to stay away from diet recommendations.
Right. But that also makes your Kaufman protocol more accessible because it's not doesn't demand of people that they go through enormous rigors of dietary restriction or fasting or, you know, things like that.
Right, because they're not going to. And if you're not going to do something,
the outliers will. There are some people, you know, but
100%.
Yeah, but you're going to narrow your audience considerably by telling them that that's the key to longevity. So, give us an idea of what some of the other top ingredients might be.
Well, so people look at this and they go, oh my goodness, this is brilliant. What do I do first? Mm-hmm. So what I ended up doing is creating a few standard protocols that people can choose from, and then we sort of tailor them once they've been on it for a few months. So my most popular protocol is what I call the panacea. Mm-hmm. Which consists of, conveniently, it's the panacea because the first letters, it starts to spell it out, and then it sort of loses enthusiasm at the end. Mm-hmm. But it starts out with pterostilbene.
Mm-hmm. It's almost an acronym, but
it is. Yeah. Okay. It just sort of doesn't exactly work, but it's close. So there's pterostilbene, astaxanthin, which is one of my all-time favorite agents.
Okay.
So astaxanthin comes from algae. Mm-hmm. When these single-cell algae get, I call them stressed out, but, you know, for environmentally stressed out, they create this molecule. It's astaxanthin, and it saves the cell from all of these environmental stressors. And it does the same thing for us in our cells. It's really remarkable. It's a single chain. It gets into the mitochondrial membrane. It sucks up free radicals, and then you just sort of get rid of it 24 hours later. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no downside.
And no downside, because some people, you know, say, am I going to turn into the orange man or something when I, skin pigmentation changes, issues like that. No problem.
None whatsoever.
Okay.
In fact, it's really remarkable because it does such a good job at free radical scavenging. It's considered an internal sunblock.
Yeah, it is, right. It does confer protection in the sun. Yeah,
it does. It makes your vision better. It makes your skin better.
The FDA won't allow you to say that, but we just said it. It's okay.
We just said it. We won't tell anybody.
Right.
But it really does. And it's interesting. The Japanese love astaxanthin. Mm-hmm. And they have done a zillion studies just demonstrating how amazing the molecule is. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely benign. So I think everyone should, I think it should be in drinking water, to be perfectly
honest. No, instead of fluoride, right?
Well, maybe, you know, we could add a little bit of both. Fluoride, you know, fluoride helps with your teeth, but astaxanthin helps with absolutely everything else. Mm-hmm. My 13-year-old tennis player is on astaxanthin. And I can tell you that when she doesn't take it, her skin burns. And when she's on it, she's fine. It's just, it's remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's clear that there's some sun protective effects. So your PA, panacea.
Oh, sorry, PA. So N is the nicotinamide because of all of the things that that does.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start with C's. The next one is curcumin.
Okay. Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So curcumin, the key here is, number one, it's the most fantastic molecule that I know of, other than astaxanthin, maybe. They're both my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
It does phenomenal things. It rates incredibly highly. It's amazing for your mitochondria. It's amazing for your immune system. It's one of the few things that can actually reduce the amount of lipofuscin in your brain, which is kind of impressive.
Wow.
The problem with it is that the bioavailability is terrible. And I'm sure you know all this. So you have to find a formulation that's either a BCM95 or it's an Anandamycel or one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I mean, there's just like there's the NMN and NR wars, there's wars among competing brands of curcumin with claims of bioavailability. And, you know, we've got to just see how that sorts out with the research. But, BCM95 is a good formulation. And the liposomal form is thought to be better absorbed as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think the key here is that when people say, oh, I take turmeric, I should be fine. The answer is your food may taste better, but it's not helping you.
Yeah.
And I did think that's crucial because 1-5% of turmeric is actually curcumin, and then the curcumin doesn't last in your body. So if you're going to do it, you need to do it appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else is in panacea?
So next is carnosine.
Oh, carnosine as opposed to carnosine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, carnosine.
Mm-hmm.
Carnosine is a naturally occurring dipeptide that we all have in our bodies. Men have more than women, and young people have more than old people, because, of course, we lose the stuff that we really need. It does two really cool things. Number one, it's very helpful in your mitochondria as a free radical scavenger. But the real reason that we need it is it's a transglycosylating agent. So it can help get rid of the glucose and the AGE products that you're accumulating.
Oh, cool.
It is really cool. I love this stuff. As an athlete, the other cool thing is that it gets into your muscles and it buffers them. So you reduce the lactic acidosis with anaerobic activity, so you don't get the burn, so your muscles don't hurt.
Increase your threshold, better recovery.
Yep.
Cool.
Which is incredibly helpful as a rock climber, I'll tell you.
Yeah, because man, when you're hanging from a ledge and your muscles give out, there's not a lot of plan Bs.
Yep. And then the last thing that sometimes I add and sometimes I don't, depending on the person, is EGCG. And that is the active ingredient in green tea. And it sort of rounds out the pile because it's an epigenetic modifier, helps with a lot of things, helps with your immune system, helps with waste management, sort of a good overall rounded out. And it also helps with weight reduction. So people like throwing that one in there. So.
Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, with the limited scope of this discussion, we're going to just sort of give a basic taste of the Kalkman protocol. And there's more to be found if you look at the book. How do people, by the way, get the book? The book is, you can order it through your website.
So the book is very easy. It's just on Amazon.
Okay.
It's a regular book or it's an ebook. Mm-hmm. So it's quite easy to obtain. People usually get that. And, when people go to read it, few words of warning. I tried to write it for different audiences all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly people have probably figured out that I'm a bit of a geek. Mm-hmm. But I also pretty obnoxiously witty, sarcastic sense of humor that I've tried to turn down for you guys. But when you read it, there's a middle section of prose that's written pretty much for like an average person that hopefully can understand it with a little bit of, a little bit of angst maybe. There's more complex scientific information sort of isolated in italics. And then there's a running sarcasm-y emoji things on the side to keep people entertained.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a balance because, I mean, you can't dumb it down too much. But on the other hand, if you... write a scientific treatise, people's eyes are going to glaze over. So that sounds like a good balance. What about the app? The app is interactive in a sense that there's questionnaires and you go through a process and at the end of the process, you come up with some suggestions.
Right. So the problem I'm having is, as you've mentioned, I'm an anesthesiologist. I work in a hospital all the time. And this is a hobby that's sort of gotten out of control. I don't know where it's going exactly. So because people can't come to me, I've just got inundated with what do we do? What do we take?
Right.
And I didn't know what to do about that. So that's where the app came in. Mm-hmm. So based on questions that I would ask people, I developed an algorithm to sort of help them figure it out. So you're right. There's a questionnaire. And the reason there's a questionnaire up front is that I discovered that when someone would come to me and they said, I don't want to age, my back hurts, my vision's terrible, et cetera, et cetera, I'd put them on some things. And 4 months later, I'd be like, how's your back? And they'd say, I don't have back pain. How's your vision? My vision's always been fine.
Yeah, there's some remarkable testimonials on your website.
It's amazing what people tell me. But people tend to forget why they started it in the first place. So I thought if I started it with a questionnaire, it would remind people as they sort of watch themselves improve where they came from. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of why I did that.
Okay.
But then you go through and you get to say how old you are, what your life problems are, what your medical history is, and it's simplified as much as possible. And then how committed are you? Do you just want to take a few things? Do you want to take many things? Are you going all in? Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to dictate to people to take 27 agents if they want to, and I'm cool with that. So you put all your information in, and it follows my algorithm, and it spits out a program that should be okay for you. And then for some people, that's it. They just want the program and they're done. And other people want to check in with it every day and sort of enter their progress and see how they're doing. So there's sort of many options. A lot of people use it for a few months and then like, you know what? I've learned this. I've figured it out. I'm done with it. Other people need sort of like the day-to-day reminders of what do we need to do. And you can constantly change your program. You can constantly update things. I've got point systems in there for exercise, and I've got some points there for dietary choices because a lot of food is, they're known epigenetic modifiers.
Right. And so you do include that, you do bow to that, important influence, lifestyle. Sleep, too, you know, can be a factor, environmental pollutants and so on. These are all can be factored in, right?
They can. I didn't put those in there because it's really hard to quantify. Yeah. But yes, you're absolutely right.
And certain medications are also in vogue, and you know there's these so-called nutraceuticals or actually pharmaceuticals in some cases, and a lot of people are experimenting with things like metformin, for example. Actually, it's pretty mainstream now. Jacques Barzelay at my medical school, Albert Einstein College of Medicine, is conducting a big study, anti-aging study, using metformin in non-diabetics. People.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's. You're referring to the TAME study, I believe.
Yep.
And I don't actually know why we're doing that because it is so evident that it works that I think everyone over the age of 45 should be on metformin anyway. I tell all the people that I come in contact with to be on metformin. It's rated in the book and on the app and on my website. It's a fantastic low-risk medication for not aging.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's very well tolerated. It is a prescription medication, but the downsides are minimal. And the upsides, not just blood sugar control, include its anti-cancer effects. And maybe intrinsically, it may affect some of these mechanisms of aging. So it's very interesting.
Well, it does. I've rated it. And it gets a 3 in the DNA category. It gets a 3 in the aging pathway because it activates your AMP kinase. It gets a 3, obviously, in waste management because of glucose issues, but also in terms of the inflammation, it increases DNA repair mechanisms. It's really just an outstanding medication.
Right. Well, Dr. Kaufman, I mean, this is actually one of the podcasts where I really wish our format was different because, you know, we could go 3 or 4 hours on this subject, and we're both pretty fired up about, enthused about it. But our time is limited. And so I would just say, folks, if you want to do a deeper dive on this subject, I think Dr. Kaufman has really done a wonderful job with a very, very ambitious agenda, which is to ameliorate the processes that lead us to age. And even if, you know, you won't live to 200, you're going to experience well-being and extend your life. And, you know, I think that's really the goal here. And future technology may deliver us additional benefits. Would you say, Dr. Kaufman, that the Kaufman Protocol in 2025 is going to look different than the Kaufman Protocol in 2019?
Oh, I'm sure it will. Absolutely. It's going to keep evolving, and it's going to keep having more and more agents. My research can only reflect the bench research that other people have already done. But that bench research is continuing to increase every day. And new agents are coming across my radar, and it's absolutely going to evolve over time. And the other thing I just wanted to add is people always say, well, okay, my lifespan's longer, but I don't want to be old forever. And the answer is, I want people to understand that their health span is going to be longer as well as their lifespan.
Right. So right. Avoid the miseries that afflict people over 65 in this country. We may live longer, but we don't live better. That's, you know, part of the problem. It's called squaring off the aging curve. It's, you know, go along till you reach the end point, but with vitality and with full capacity. And that's really where it's at.
That's exactly right. I'm going to fall off a cliff when I'm 120, and I'll be fine with that.
Well, you be careful with that rock climbing, because it's kind of a paradoxical hobby for somebody who's into anti-aging. But you probably know what you're doing, so I'm sure it's more rejuvenating than dangerous.
Oh, it's a rush, all right. It's just really fun. Yes.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Thank you very much, Dr. Kaufman, for joining us. Congratulations on your work. Folks, check it out at kaufmanprotocol.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, and for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.